Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets, and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
We talk a lot about the kingdom here, and we talk a lot about what most churches are afraid to talk about or don't even know to talk about, which is what the first century church was really doing. But just talking about it is not enough. We encourage everybody to join us in their local neighborhoods, in their local communities, to find out more about what they can do to seek the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Gather with others who are already starting this road or starting to turn around and do things differently. Join us on thelivingnetwork.org or at hisholychurch.org. Go to the network links or go to preparingyou.com. Join the network there. It's all the same. And we'll try to hook you up with people in your local area. They will not be perfect. They don't walk on water. They are not necessarily saints. But they are talking about seeking the kingdom of God and His righteousness. And join us on Facebook. Facebook.com, His Holy Church, all one word. Join us there. We'll give you updates so you can start doing some studying and thinking about these things and start looking into these things for yourselves. But it's just not enough to sit and listen or to talk about or to say. You must become a doer of the word.
Okay, class, we want to talk about what we learned during the lockdown. The first question is, what did we learn during the quarantine, kids? Susie,
that government overreach is real.
What about you, Johnny?
We went from home of the brave to home of the government slave.
And you, Michael?
We need to refresh the tree of liberty.
What about you, Diane?
So many sheep are willing to give up their rights because of a little fear.
Very good, class.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. you getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to proof negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitutional cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show. Thank you.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the Big Kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today is Monday, TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week starts for us. Christina will join us here in just a second. And if you have anything out there in radio land you want to share, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I'll bring you into the conversation. All right, so Christina, welcome in.
Hey, Proof, how are you?
I'm adequate, I guess. Thank you for... Yeah, that's how I am. Sorry, I was late with the applause.
That's okay. Better late than never.
So I'll be honest. I feel like I've spent the past 24 hours in a fog.
Oh no. Hopefully the air hasn't reached you from Ohio.
No. But tomorrow through Friday, it's going to be severely windy out here. So I know that I'm not going to have a good few days.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, in the weather's, well, I know where you are, it's warm all the time pretty much. But
I wouldn't say.
Yeah, I mean, the seasons are changing. Yeah. Well, right. Compared to here, I guess. But.
Yeah,
at
like
least,
Wednesday,
Thursday,
Friday, it'll be in the high 40s or low 50s and windy. I wouldn't
that's
say that's hot.
That's during the day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. I don't guess I realized that.
Today was nice. I think it was 70. The last couple of days, I was able to get out to the park and get some grounding in by sitting right in front of the sun with no clouds or chemtrails in the sky.
That's a rare occurrence these days. I mean, honestly, I think I can count, you know, those days on my hand, on one hand. Ridiculous. But there's so many things to tackle that's going on in this world.
Yeah.
You don't know which one to, you know, really tackle first because they're all so bad. But there have been some positive changes, positive things happen, though, regarding, you know, the truth is finally coming out about these gene therapies and the side effects. And more people are being pointed out as far as, like, that have lied. I mean, even I was listening to Dr. David Martin on Butterfly of the Week today, and he was talking about Justice Sotomayor.
Okay.
That she literally lied about, in the beginning of, you know, their agenda with COVID. She was trying to entice parents, you know, to get their children vaccinated or jabbed, got a vaccine. And anyway, she literally said, and they've got, you know, got all of this documented. She said that 100,000 children were in serious condition and many on ventilators. She literally said that. This is a justice of the Supreme Court. And it was
with nothing
big, to
go on.
Lie.
Says it for no reason out of nowhere.
Yeah, absolutely. Come to find out, the actual data showed that they reduced it after that to 5,000, and then Weenie Linsky came on and said that it was literally under 3,500. So that is an unbelievable exaggeration. 100,000 to under 3,500? I mean, it's just crazy.
It makes them sound good. That's all they want. They just want their own personal glory.
Oh, well, what she's done, actually, they're saying that she should be disqualified. I mean, I agree.
Well, look at what Brazil's doing. If you want any government help with anything at all, you have to be up to date on your gene therapies, even though people are dying from them.
Oh. Yeah. What, did you hear that Idaho, though, was they were going to be putting in place laws to, like, ban all of the COVID procedures? They're trying anyway.
They're going to ban what exactly?
Like any of the COVID protocols.
Oh, okay.
They're going to
pass with the where they're going to swallow up some of Oregon?
Because
I heard that they voted for it, and the people of Oregon want to move to Ohio or Idaho, and I didn't hear if it got the final passage.
Yeah, I don't really know either. That I didn't.
That would be awesome.
Kept up with that. Yes. Yes. And I think Florida is doing this. Oh, I love what DeSantis is doing down there. You know, they're really putting it out there that people need.
I don't think Florida is doing the same. I don't think people are asking to move from Alabama and swallow up land and give it to Florida.
Well, no, that's true. But at least he's warning people.
Where Oregon, there's a certain part of Oregon that will now be Idaho.
Oh, you mean, oh, wow.
That's what they
so
voted
Idaho,
on.
So the Idaho's actually expanding, taking away land from Oregon?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Yeah,
that's
the residents put it on the ballot and it passed, and I didn't hear if they needed to do anything else, but it sounded like a done deal.
Do we know, like, which portion it will
the one that is right up against Idaho? It wouldn't be Portland or Eugene or anything. It would be the eastern part of Oregon.
Nice. Huh. I don't think I even realized that could, like, take place. Interesting. So, and also, did you hear anything about, probably not, I think this is just had come out, but the CDC, they updated their toxicological profile on the chemical that spilled in Ohio, the vinyl chloride. They updated it right before the crash. That's a little bit
coincidental.
You know, suspicious, yeah. And what they did was they removed the public warning document from it. There's a lot of stuff going on with this. That's just too coincidental. Way too coincidental. And
I'm uploading a clip that I want to piggyback on that because it's going to take a minute.
Oh, okay. And I had also, I got that off of Epoch TV.
Okay.
With Joshua Phillips. It was his latest video today, where he was talking about that. What else was he saying? He was also saying that the cargo, for some reason, the really hazardous train cars, they weren't labeled as high hazardous material, which, I mean, that's crazy too, because they all are. I mean, anytime I see a train going by, it's got that on the side of the car. And for some reason, those were not labeled as such. So, and they were tracing it all back to, like, I think it's Obama. He did away with, what was it he did for the train? He did something that placed trains in that in a little bit more of a risky, you know, transportation process. They were taking away some regulations or something. I got to find that too. I've got to look that up. I just saw something on that, and I've got to look at it a little bit more. But everybody's trying to blame Trump for something about the brakes, but that's not the reason this happened.
Well, my question is, why is it on President's Day that Brandon is in
Ukraine?
The spring?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Trump
is
in Ohio. But Brandon cares about people and Trump doesn't.
Yeah, I've been seeing little clips all day long of Biden over there, and it's like, does he realize? I mean, I don't even know how his followers, Biden's followers, how can anybody follow him still? To know that the destruction he's allowed to happen up in Ohio hasn't even been there. You know, they're not helping those people. What are these people supposed to do? We know the majority of people live paycheck to paycheck. They can't afford to just uproot and go get a hotel somewhere or rent another house somewhere.
But everything is safe.
Yeah. Oh. It's nuts. I don't know. But things need to change.
Must
quickly.
Be popular. There's all kinds of beeps on your end.
Oh. Let me turn that off. I'm trying to figure out where that's coming from. Not quite
I mean,
sure.
Mind. I just think you're getting popular.
Where is that coming from? Oh, I think I know.
All right, so let me play this Jesse Waters clip real quick.
Okay.
It's about 7 minutes.
Okay.
The slimy rail company and their CEO, Alan Shaw, are just worried about themselves. They're not worried about giving answers to a town they just nuked. They never even cared about the little guy in the first place. Just 2 days before the crash, the same derailed train broke down. Did that keep Shaw from sending his train out with barrels of chemicals, knowing the train was also going to be riding on rickety brakes? No. Shaw gave the green light for the train to keep riding on. Now, after he set fire to 500 tons of spilled chemicals, he won't answer any hard questions. The only time Norfolk Southern shows their faces in the town is to goose residents into signing legal waivers. They waived the paycheck for $1,000 in their face, told them, "You're welcome. Oh, and by the way, you're on your own now." And $1,000 is chump change. We give illegal aliens $1,000 a day in New York. And believe it or not, Norfolk Southern did the same thing back in 2005 when another one of their trains crashed and spilled chemicals all over a small town in South Carolina. Norfolk Southern showed up with the same waivers, and unfortunately, some of the residents were fooled into signing them. And years later, when they got sick, Norfolk Southern wouldn't take their calls. These guys have a history of screwing over the little guy. They get away with it because they line the pockets of every politician in Washington. Now the CEO, Alan Shaw, hangs out with Mayor Pete. Look at him. No wonder Pete's not getting anywhere near Palestine. No wonder Pete's downplaying this train wreck.
Look, rail safety is something that that has evolved a lot over the years, but there's clearly more that needs to be done because while this horrible situation has gotten a particularly high amount of attention, there are roughly 1,000 cases a year of a train derailing.
Guys, trains fly off the rails all the time. I'm just the Secretary of Transportation. What do you want me to do about it? So Pete's doing PR for Norfolk Southern. and his rail tycoon buddy, Alan Shaw. But the residents of East Palestine are too smart to buy into what they're saying.
How has Norfolk Southern handled their disaster?
I think absolutely terrible. I was told to evacuate my home. They told me they were going to do an air quality test. Never got a call back. Three times, three different agents from that number said they were coming to do an air quality test.
I don't think Norfolk is owning up to what happened.
Probably about 10 minutes after the evacuation was lifted, the first train went through. And so it was just kind of a slap in the face. It was, we felt that all they were worried about is getting the trains running.
I think they handled it really piss poor, really. I mean, they're just, I feel like they're just trying to hush-hush people now with all that $1,000 inconvenience.
They better start getting the tablet out because they're going to be responsible for a lot. I hope that they are held to be responsible for a tremendous amount. We don't know what's going to be down the road.
And so these people are fed up, as they should be. Not showing up is bad, but showing up just to lie to these people's faces is even worse. And that's exactly what the Ohio EPA did last night. And they showed up to the town hall just to lie to everybody. Luckily, primetime caught them in the act.
Would you drink the water here?
Yes.
You would? Why?
I'm drinking it right now. Because it's been tested. And we have all the results back today. We tested it for all the potential contaminants.
You guys personally did testing?
We worked with the contractors, but the county health department personally did testing as well.
Then why are the fish dying in the creek?
We're talking about the drinking water. The drinking water is groundwater from a system about a mile away.
So you're not concerned about the creek water possibly leaking into the groundwater? There's no contamination?
We are evaluating. We're getting more data on the screen. We are testing.
If like a child were to go and play in the creek, do you think that that would be a harmful issue for them?
Until we have more information about what is in the stream, I wouldn't recommend people play in the creek.
So the water is safe to drink, but it's not safe to swim in. How safe is this water anyway?
Well, let me just show this to people. I don't know if you're going to see this on camera, but watch this. Just see that chemical pop out of the creek. This is disgusting.
So that's not leaking into the soil? That's not getting into well water? The EPA isn't even testing. The EPA hasn't done a single test. The EPA is letting Norfolk Southern hire an in-house contractor, Ringer, to do all their testing. The same company who said the Gulf of Mexico was totally clean after BP dumped oil into it. Same company said the water was fine after Katrina triggered an oil spill in 2005. Same company said when a city in Tennessee was covered in toxic coal ash in 2008, go outside and inhale the fresh air. And now they're telling the people of East Palestine to drink the water. You'll like it, especially if you like the taste of vinyl chloride. How is anyone in this town supposed to trust these people when they keep being lied to, when people don't show up to take their questions, when the President of the United States tells a small town engulfed in a chemical smoke that they don't qualify for FEMA aid? That's what Biden said. East Palestine is being treated like they don't matter. So when is that going to stop?
Man, did you see that Joe Biden went to Ukraine today? Not to East Palestine, Ohio, to Ukraine. Joe Biden wouldn't even visit Afghanistan when Americans were dying there on a battlefield in an American war, but he's going to go to Ukraine. He took a 10-hour train to get there from Poland. He took another 12-hour flight. Meanwhile, East Palestine, Ohio is, well, just a 30-minute flight from Washington, D.C., especially if you're the president. You don't have to wait for any air traffic. You just go. About 200 miles from Washington, D.C. So this is just a directed insult at the people of America, at the conservatives and the working class people who live in that part of the country. It is craven. It is deeply depraved. And it's really troubling what's happening right now. We have an administration that cares far more about the borders of Ukraine than about America, and far more about Ukrainians and about their graft and corruption in that nation than about the real Americans who are suffering under their policies. It's wrong, it's evil, and it must change.
All right, so I hope you learned something there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's almost unbelievable. I mean, it truly is unbelievable to me that this is happening. I mean, I cannot believe he literally flew over to Ukraine and is over there just walking around like everything's hunky-dory over here, you know? More proof.
Well, if you ignore it, then it's not your fault, I guess. That's the way it gets played. If you don't address it, then it's not your fault.
Yeah, no, this is going to come back to bite him big. Very big.
Well,
I hope it gets
to be honest, though, how many people that voted for Brandon are going to vote for someone else after this? And the answer is not many different.
Oh, boy, I hope you're wrong on that one. I mean, I don't understand how anybody can vote for him unless they're just absolutely wacko with everything that's happened since he's been in. I mean, he is destroying this country. Literally. I mean, I know. I see it. You know, I own a small business. I see it. I see what it's done to me. I see what it's doing to the people that I, you know, help. Unfortunately, I can't help as many as I used to. I mean, it's just every day it seems like prices go up every single week on groceries. So things just need to change really soon. Got to be some major changes. And I know they are talking about, you know, impeachment and things, but it just seems like it never gets pushed any farther than that. So I don't know. We'll see. But I do know the WHO treaty thing, that's been put on hold. And I wanted to read something so that people will stop worrying about that. Have you heard of Chris Ann Hall? She's a constitutional attorney.
Yeah.
Okay. So she just posted, and this is what she said. She said, any unilateral deal made by any president are absolutely invalid for two simple reasons. The Constitution requires all foreign agreements, in parentheses, treaties, to be ratified by a vote of two-thirds of the Senate. The second point is the Constitution also declares any agreement not ratified by two-thirds of the Senate is not binding upon the states. And then the bonus is even if the Senate were to ratify such an agreement with the WHO, the WHO, it would also be non-binding on the states because the Constitution does not authorize the federal government to make any health treaties. The worst thing is that it is mostly conservatives who are repeating these lies instead of encouraging encouraging governors to make public, to make a public stand against the garbage. So she, up in a little, and her website, by the way, is KRISANNEHALL.com, if anybody wants to look all this up. But she just said once and for all, she said, Biden does not have the authority to make any unilateral deals with the WHO. Biden is not signing away our sovereignty. If he signs a deal, no state is obligated to comply, and every state is obligated to refuse. Prove me wrong with the article, section, and clause in the Constitution that authorizes Biden to do it, or please stop repeating the lies. Chris Ann Hall, constitutional attorney. So right there, I mean, I guess we can all finally just stop worrying about that. Because obviously they don't have the power to do that. So that was
That that if they do it and nobody complains, then they'll get their wish.
Well, they may get a few people that fall for it and believe it. No, they don't really have the power. They can you know, try and pull the wool over their eyes again. But those of us that know better, they're not going to get it past us. No way.
Yeah, I only have faith when the Senate and Congress step up, because if they don't care, then...
Yeah, I know. That's true, too. McCarthy's been very quiet lately.
Yeah, he's been doing what he's been requested to do.
Is he?
Well, he gave all the 40-something thousand hours of January 6th footage to Tucker Carlson, so Tucker can do a report on it.
So he actually gave it to him? I heard he wasn't. But
I heard he did it this morning.
Oh, good. Okay. No, that's a good thing. I know, because I had watched on Epoch TV, they had some kind of documentary, and it showed more footage than most everyone, you know, has seen. And there's things on there people need to know. I mean, I think the majority of this country have no idea how those people have been treated in prison.
Most
I mean, they just get a trial, they just get anything. Oh. I mean, the way that we're treating the people in this country, I literally think that Biden is guilty of, in my opinion, he could be guilty of treason.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, when you look up the definition of treason, he definitely could have his name stuck in there.
But you're underestimating the power of hardcore radical leftists.
Yeah.
There are a ton of leftists that think that one mean tweet is worse than 10 nuclear bombs dropping off on the earth every single day for 100 years. They'd rather have that than one mean tweet.
Oh, yeah, I still have to pinch myself to make me realize I'm living in this reality right now.
So I don't know if you've seen this week's Broccoli Man yet. But I got
yes,
to get it out.
Yeah, I did look at it. You're gonna
say it. Oh, are you ready to watch it live with us?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. Let me get to it, Rumble.
And for those of you looking for past episodes, you could binge watch Broccoli Man. Just look up Broccoli Man. I'm sure he's the only one.
My computer's been giving me fits, driving me crazy. There we go. Are you feeling pretty bad? Are you just having the congestion and stuff like that? Are you?
I'm not congested, but ever since I went to the hospital, I've had the coughs.
Oh, okay. You went to the hospital? You mean since the last time? Not you haven't been back recently,
3 weeks
right?
ago or whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought that's what you meant. Okay, why is that? Okay, I've got it ready to go.
All right, so this one is called Liberal Person Raging for the Machine. So I don't think you've seen Liberal Person yet, so I figured let me introduce you to that particular pronoun.
All right,
let's go for it. Three, two, one, action.
Hey, Broccoli Person, I hate you so much.
Hey, that's great. You hating me does not affect my life in any way.
You are hurting the trans community by not supporting gay porn being shown to kindergarten classes. We need to groom the children to know they are always born with the wrong gender and we need to change them.
If you want to change your gender when you are an adult, that is up to you. But leave the kids alone. God gives people genders for a reason.
That is why you are the something ducker of the year. How do you not know every single person is a different gender? There are almost 8 billion people on Earth. That means there are almost 8 billion genders.
So you mean you are like a snowflake?
Yes. I mean, how dare you call me a snowflake? I am a liberal person.
Same thing.
You are against a massive nuclear war in Ukraine. That means you are against people. That's why I hate you so much.
Please explain how killing millions of people with a nuclear bomb means you are for people. It is not the fault of people that live in Russia, Poland, Ukraine, or anywhere in Europe as to why they are going to war.
That's why you are thinking only about yourself. We all need to support the Ukraine and give them more than what they need all the time. That is the loving and liberal thing to do.
Please tell me how I am thinking only about myself and not the millions and millions of people that would be affected or dead if a nuclear bomb landed on them.
If some rando over there dies in a nuclear attack, it does not affect me. I live in the United States.
You do not think there would be any retaliation of them dropping a bomb on us? Also, what about you getting drafted to go to war over there?
That will not happen. This is America, you dumb something ducker.
So you really think we can drop a bomb on someone and there will be no retaliation? What fantasy world are you in?
You fool. We live in America. No one would dare do anything to us.
Really? What about those Chinese spy balloons?
Why are you against China spying on the United States? Everyone spies on us all the time. Brandon even said it was okay. January 6th was far worse than any spying anyone has done to us. Even Michael Robinson Obama said it was no big deal. Michael Robinson Obama is such a nice lady. She will be the next American president soon, right after Brandon.
Please explain anything about Michael Robinson Obama and why I should vote for them.
That's because you are one of the dumbest, most hate-filled people ever. We all need to vote blue no matter who. Whether it is Brandon the Cackler, Governor Gruesome, or Michael Robinson Obama, we need to support them. We should never ever vote for someone who is not a Democrat. Everyone who is not a Democrat and who does not vote for a Democrat needs to get arrested and put in a FEMA camp, even though FEMA camps do not exist.
That's all great. But you never told me why I should vote for Michael Robinson Obama.
Because if you do not vote for Big Mike, then you are a racist, a genderist, and a big dumb stupid head.
Wow. That is maybe the weakest argument ever. Calling someone names because they do not vote for the same person you did does not sound like an adult. Or even human. Why do you support the New World Order and a one world government so much? All of your rights will be gone.
I am okay with that. We should be living in 15-minute cities, eating Z-bugs, and owning Z-nothing anyway. Owning nothing and living in a war with bombs dropping on us is much better than Trump being president. One mean tweet is far worse than the entire Earth being hit with 10 nuclear bombs every day for a year.
Wow. That is some first-class hating over there.
I am not a hate-filled pussbag like you. I am loving and liberal. That is why I demand that everyone in the world live exactly like me and conform to my standards. If you do not listen to every single thing I say and adopt it as gospel, then I have no use for you and want you to die so much.
Why is it your ideas are the worst ever but we never demand you die or get put in a camp? However, if I do not agree with your crazy ideas, you want me canceled?
That's because you do not support my ideas. We demand to take away your gas stoves. We want you eating the bugs and owning the nothing. We want you to always wear a scam on your face forever and get your weekly gene therapies. You do not support whatever the current thing is and you are not willing to give up your possessions to fix climate change. I bet you are not even willing to get in Eliza Nika's suicide pod and live forever in the metaverse. That's why you need to be camped.
That's by far the hardest nope that I ever noped in my life. I am not killing myself so the globalists can rule over the earth.
And that's exactly why you need to get re-educated in a FEMA camp. That does not exist. You need to learn how important it is for you to leave the earth for Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, and George Soros. Geopolist has done way more than 99% of the earth's residents, so he should get all the world's resources. You are just too greedy. Besides, you can live forever if you get on the metaverse. How else do you think Mario and Luigi live in Super Mario Brothers? Hey broccoli person, why are you against kids in the first grade getting naked in the classroom and sticking things in their butts? That is far more important than learning math, spelling or reading.
That is all kinds of disgusting. Those adults engaging in this need to be arrested right now.
That's why you are a fascist. I bet you support the people in East Palestine, Ohio. They all voted for Trump, so they should never ever get help. Let them something buckers learn to vote Democrat next time. I am loving and liberal.
The president has to work for all people. Not just people that voted for him. You need to be a good example to the world.
You are so wrong, broccoli person. You always have to punish people who are not Democrat. That's why you are so filled with hate and I am loving and liberal.
Please. Do not let these radicals dictate your life. Stand up for yourself. Learn what is going on by listening to the Proof Negative radio show. He is on 9 p.m. until midnight Eastern time on weeknights. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time. You can go to freedomizerradio.com. Learn what the New World Order is doing to us. Proof shares all the latest news so you can be educated. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and he will even take your calls. Go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. You can also check the schedule to find other shows on Freedomizer Radio.
If you listen to Freedomizer Radio, I will hunt you down and bring my other Antifa friends. Even though Antifa does not exist, how dare you not listen to me? Our posse will make your life the worst hellhole ever if you do not listen to me. I know more than you because I am loving and liberal.
Peace, what's up y'all, this is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this, Solve Coagula.
Solve Coagula, tear down and rebuild the whole system. Bible prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass.
Sin, son of perdition. We got snakes in the grass, rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out, avoid the bomb.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalk ya. Beeped up on ya, beeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya,
can you hear me now?
All part of the game.
In this evil solo, now it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're sitting.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
All right, we're back, everyone. I forgot to play that commercial in the first part of the show, so I had to make it up for the time. Christina, what did you think about liberal person?
Oh, I think unfortunately that she's pretty accurate. I mean, the role that she's playing is very accurate to how people are these days. I mean,
well, that's the average American voter right now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're worried about, I mean, since when did people decide to just, you know, vote party instead of really pay attention and vote for what's best for the people? I mean, they literally don't care, it seems like. You know, I was listening to Tulsi Gabbard, And that's why she left the Democratic Party. She said from the moment, the first day, you know, the first few hours, they bring them in, she said she could tell immediately it was all about, just all about the party, not the people.
How they get their power. And the less people care, and the more they promise their forever vote to the party, the less they have to do and the less allegiance there is. So if you know that 95% of your voters will vote for you, even if you shoot people down in broad daylight at Times Square, then you don't have to do a thing for people, and you'll still get all those votes.
Yeah. Oh. Now, have you listened to her much?
I played some of her clips on here.
Yeah, I like her a lot. I mean, it sounds like to me she hasn't been bought, and I don't think she's going to let anybody buy her, you know? I think she's a pretty good person.
Yeah, she's one of those normal Democrats.
Yeah, yeah, which now, right now, she doesn't know what she is, you know? I think she's kind of trying to figure out which direction to go. So, basically she understands. She knows it's, you know, corrupt on both sides. So, but she can't ever run as a neutral, because we know what happens. They never can get enough votes to win. So, I would like to see her move up and run for president, but I guess did she say she already ran for president once?
Yeah, in 2020.
Oh, she was. I don't think I realized that. Okay, so she
really did. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, I hope she continues and, you know, does it again, because I just, maybe if she gets on the Republican side, maybe they can get her in. So it'd be nice to see her in the
I don't know who's going to get the third spot in the Republican field, but I know one and two is Trump and DeSantis, and that takes care of about 95% of the vote.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah, she would be good to run, maybe. I think she'd be great to run, like, as vice president with DeSantis.
Right. You'd have a lot of youth behind you.
That'd be good. Let's see. What did I just see pull up here? I just saw, I heard about this. He is a Green Beret surgeon. He's a DOD whistleblower. Have you heard of Dr. Pete Chambers?
No.
Okay, well, he was new to me. I just learned about him this past week. And he was on Instagram. He was doing a little video. And he was saying that he was on his way to East Palestine, Ohio, they were going there to do some testing. Because he said that's what he used to do. So he's very familiar in how to test, you know, everything. And so he was headed there because they were going to do their own test. And let's see, what is this? So it's saying Ohio derailment is DOD false flag. So it just started at 8 o'clock. So I'll have to watch that later or tomorrow. But it's on Dr. Jane, is it Ruby? Jane Rubio?
Jane Ruby, we've had her on the show before.
Jane Ruby, yeah. Okay, she's the one that posted this. So it's on Rumble, and I guess she's interviewing him. So that's interesting. I wonder what he found out. But I hope he has good news. Let's see. Oh, it's got a little bit in the worse.
Hey, this one here I found to be pretty funny when I saw it over the weekend. I really like watching Senator Kennedy.
Yeah.
He really likes to talk with people.
I watched him too. It might be the same one. Yeah. He was good.
So he was arguing with climate cultists. And I want to play this. It's like five
okay.
minutes.
All right. No, that's fine.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Dr. Litterman, how long have you been studying climate change and possible solutions?
Studying? Well, you know, I was the head of risk management at Goldman Sachs. I didn't worry too much about climate change at that time.
You would, Doc.
How many years?
Yes.
Let's say 15.
All right. How about you, Dr. Holtz-Eakin?
About 25.
Okay. Dr. Litterman, how much will it cost to make the United States of America carbon neutral by 2050?
I don't know, sir.
So you're advocating we do these things, but you don't know the ultimate cost?
Yes, absolutely. I certainly don't know the ultimate cost, and it's very uncertain. It depends innovations. It depends on.
I understand. I'm just trying to lay a foundation here to understand your expert testimony. Dr. Holtz-Eakin, do you know how much it will cost to make the United States of America carbon neutral by 2050?
Depends how you do it. If we do it all in the federal budget with directed things, it'll be
public
super
and private
expensive.
Dollars.
Sorry?
Public and private dollars. It's ultimately private dollars anyway.
Yeah, I agree.
So how much?
You're going to look at $50
trillion. $50
trillion. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. If we make the United States of America carbon neutral by 2050 by spending $50 trillion, which you're advocating, I gather.
No.
Okay. Then strike that last part. I'm wrong. You're not advocating. You're advocating something.
If you're going to do something, do something smart. That's what I advocated.
Okay. If we spend $50 trillion to make the United States of America carbon neutral by 2050, how much will that lower world temperatures?
I can't assess because we don't know what China and India and the rest of the globe has done.
Okay. Have you heard anybody from the Biden administration say how much it will lower world temperatures?
No.
Does anybody know how much it will lower world temperatures? No?
No one can know for sure.
Okay. Dr. Litterman.
Yes.
If we spend $50 trillion or however much it takes to make the United States carbon neutral by 2050, how much will it lower world temperatures?
Senator, that depends on the rest of the world. We have to work with the rest of the world. We're in this together.
Well,
it's one world. We can't build a wall around
the
United States and say...
What if we spend $50 trillion, Europe cooperates, most Western democracies cooperate, but India and China don't. How much will our $50 trillion lower world temperatures?
We're in this together, Senator. We have to get the world to work together.
How much? I get that.
Okay.
How much will it lower world temperatures?
If China and India do not help.
Yes.
I don't know.
The Green Cult is a cult run by people who, obviously, like most cults, don't actually believe in God or Jesus. They believe in a humanist God. They believe in secularism. But as the wisest philosophers say, a lack of a belief in God just means you're going to go find God somewhere else. So these people worship the climate. People worship the earth. This is just hedonism.
It's been around forever. This is it's Stonehenge stuff, right? This is nothing new. It's just that they have made this a state-sponsored religion here in America, and but in doing so, they have brought about sort of their own religious cult that they wish to project upon the entire nation, and it's just humanism. It's secular humanism. It's putting the government as God, because the government is the one in charge of nature, and taking God out of government entirely. So, which side are you on? This is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun, especially these people. They're not smart enough to create anything new. But they are smart enough to worship themselves, which is, in effect, Satanism. So, which side are you on?
So the answer to that, just so you know, out there in radio land, if the United States spends $50 trillion and India and China do nothing, the answer is the temperature does nothing as well. And then on the other end, if you're starting a nuclear war, that will not help climate change one iota. Christina? Okay.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You're spot on. I mean, these people, I mean, they don't make any sense when they're being questioned about these things. They're just, it's like they've been given a script and they just, you know, say the same things over and over again. There's no science. I mean, why are they up there talking about this when they literally don't know these answers? And it's true. I mean, if China and Russia and none of them do anything, even if China and Russia did do something, I still don't think the actions that they're trying to take are the answers, because we just saw it firsthand with what's happened in Ohio. You can't help the environment if you're going to allow those things to happen. I mean, people have to understand, when even a single house burns, what it puts up into the atmosphere from all the chemicals, from the carpet, the furniture, everything in that house, the plastic, it really, you know, is nasty what it does. So can you imagine what this thing in Ohio just caused? I mean, I don't think people understand that until these chemical corporations are held liable and they have as many regulatory, you know, restrictions put on them as we as citizens have put on us. I mean, my gosh, you know, think about the things that we have to do to just drive a car. I mean, the emissions on a car, are you kidding me? Can we compare that to what just happened and to what all these chemical companies around the country, it's a joke to think that the emissions on our cars are remotely close to being as bad as what DuPont and, you know, what Monsanto and whoever's producing this chemical that just dumped in Ohio. I mean, the fire that just happened in Chicago of a furniture plant, there you go. There's a bunch more that just went up, and then you had Florida, all the plastic plant containers burning on five acres. I mean, until they regulate all of that, climate, what they're proposing is not going to help. You can't put all these restrictions on us and then allow all that stuff to continue to go on and think that it's going to make a difference. I mean, they need to start worrying about those things, because those are the things that are going to cause cancer. To instead of being a 50% risk, you know, now I think it's probably literally up to a 50% risk now for people to get cancer. I mean, if they keep allowing things like this in Ohio and all these fires and all this negligence by the chemical companies, I mean, cancer rates are going to go up to like 75%. I mean, it's just, we just need a complete, a complete revamp of almost all organizations, or just do away with all of them and have new ones. I mean, they're all so corrupt. They're so full of just, it's all about the money anymore. None of them, you know, are operating under what they were created for. Well, some of them, I guess, were created to do what they're doing, but it's just a joke. Our medical system, you know, we need a revolution on all this stuff. The CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the NIAID, they all need to be dissolved. Because they're just full of corruption. Completely.
Yeah,
and
but
we're seeing,
the less people care, the more they do it. So we've established that the average Brandon voter doesn't care about the corruption.
All right.
So until those people want it to stop, it won't stop.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I am, you know, years ago I worked at a health food store here in town. And, you know, I've studied that stuff since I was pregnant with my first child. And I've learned a lot. And I remember working there. And, you know, they thought, you know, they questioned the FDA and the, you know, the genetic engineering and everything of food. And now that same store, it blew me away when the COVID agenda hit, that all of a sudden, because they were Democrats,
yeah,
they went all in with Fauci, and all of a sudden they believed, you know, what these organizations were recommending. And I'm thinking, I'm like,
yeah,
hello?
They sold out because being a Democrat is more important than being for health.
Exactly. I mean, I said, okay. I said, well, I'm not going to be shopping in your store. I have to wear a mask. And literally, I shopped online with Thrive and Thrive Market, and I just went places that I didn't have to wear one. So I was just completely thrown off by how many of these health food supposed places, you know, were about health, and then they just threw it all out the window. I mean, they just forgot. It's like, hold on, you know, you're a health food store, you're supposed to be all about nature, and they just completely forgot that and became so afraid that they just couldn't connect with real science and nature and realize that all they had to do was is stick with those two things and they were going to be okay. But
instead, yeah, they were brought to you by Pfizer.
Yeah. Did I hear right that Moderna is trying to go after Pfizer or something?
I don't know anything about that for some reason.
I thought I saw something about that, but I thought, well, that's not fair. They're both corrupt, but I just at least people aren't lining up for the shot as much anymore. I think probably everyone knows somebody now that passed away.
I can't believe now you could still drive past every Walgreens and every drugstore and they're still offering these gene therapies for free.
I know.
I wonder if they get customers, actually.
And do you think, I guess, do most people really think those are free?
I guess
they really think they're not paying for them. It's like, people, we pay for them through our taxes, you know?
Or your life.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, I see all these young people dying, and it just breaks my heart. So, and I just saw a slide today of a healthy young guy, 24, who had previously had a healthy baby, and then he had gotten the shot.
Yeah.
And I think was having trouble conceiving again or something. Went and they looked at his sperm. He doesn't have any.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's got to be below average.
So that's their goal, I think, with these jabs, to knock our population down. I mean, it's getting scary when you see the crazy people that they're putting in off, you know. I don't know. I don't think I had discussed this with you, but somebody posted the part where Biden was talking about how in his cap, just, you know, everybody around him, he was going to make sure that every type of person was represented, equal amounts of men and women. And then they just appointed the first gay male person for this position, and I'm trying to remember what the position was, and I'm thinking, you know, I don't understand this mentality. It's like, people getting the job should be the most qualified. Who cares what they are? I mean, honestly, we have just literally become a circus. A lot of the world has to just be laughing. And, you know, I see a lot of other countries, on Activating Humanity, there's so many different countries represented there. So we get people on there, and you know, they're pulling for America. They don't like what's going on.
Yeah,
and
we lead the league in wokeness.
It's sad. Yeah.
And Karine Jean-Pierre will tell you herself, she got hired for three reasons. Black, she's a lesbian, and she's an immigrant.
Yep. No doubt, because, I mean, she definitely is not qualified. I'm sorry. I think I'd be as qualified as she is, which... no way would I be qualified for that position. I mean, I just, no way. I don't keep up with that stuff to know how to talk about that stuff. And obviously she doesn't either.
Right.
So, Zelensky, or what was it I call her? Zelensky. She was pretty good at talking, but she was also just a parrot.
You talking about Jen Psaki?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I didn't mind her that much.
So, she...
I kind of felt bad for her in a way. Not that she was that good, But I think she knew that there was a lot of garbage coming out.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. She was good at her job. I guess, believed all the crap they were telling her, or she just did it because I guess she thought she had to. I don't know. But
well,
I can't believe she believed everything she was spouting, you know?
She gained political power for that.
Yeah. And what, isn't she on CNN now?
Oh, I don't, she's on somewhere.
Yeah, she moved on. I do know that.
I know who's not on CNN anymore. That's Don Lemon.
I heard that. That made me happy.
That's hilarious.
Good, because I couldn't take him. I mean, he was so arrogant. I couldn't watch him. So there's another gal on there too I can't watch. She's got real short hair and I don't even know the proper word to use anymore. But kind of boyish.
Oh, I don't know who's on CNN anymore.
I mean,
I think Chris Wallace is on there.
Okay. But I can't take her either. But I don't ever watch it. I can't hardly stand any of them, to be honest.
Well, we don't have a functioning cable TV, so I don't.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
smart.
Know who's on there.
I have a couple friends of mine. They watch CNN sometimes, and they always call me or send me clips from there, and I'm like, no. I'm like, I'm not pulling it up. I'm not going to show them that I support them in any way, shape, or form. So it's like they'll come over here and I'm like, no, I'm not turning CNN on. I'm not doing it. So it's just, you got to draw the line. And that's the problem. People don't do that. They get lazy and they like the convenience. And
a fair question is, why would our government lie to us? That's what the average people think. And I understand that. And it's not the answer people want to hear, but the average person should trust that their government won't lie to them. That's like the basics. But here we are.
Yeah, I mean, people just, they don't do enough homework. They don't go back and research and look at how corrupt government has become. I mean, it goes way back. Way back. It's almost any of these issues, they can all be traced to the money. If you follow the money, you'll find your answers. So, I know BlackRock has something. They own this. They have the most shares or whatever in this. Is it Norfolk? Is that the name of the train company?
Norfolk Southern
Railroad Company. Yeah. So, BlackRock has something to do with him. So. And then I also heard that there was a Chinese company wanting that land or something. So, you know, there's going to be things that keep popping up. There's no telling what's going on. You know, right now it's just the tragic part of all this is, I mean, those poor people. I mean, their lives are going to be ruined. I mean, I remember living in Missouri, you know, we had the Pines Beach. There was an area, it was west of St. Louis, close to Six Flags. And I think they said there were about 2,200 people there. And literally one day, they found out that there was dioxin all over the place. And they told people, they were just like, leave everything. Don't take anything with you because it's all going to be contaminated. And all these people literally just had to uproot their whole lives and just move. And right now that place is just demolished. You know, there's nothing there. And unfortunately, that's what this is produced. It's the dioxin. I mean, who knows what else? I watched that movie, White Noise, on Netflix that was about the train derailment in Ohio. It's kind of bizarre. It was a little bit weird.
I knew the movie was finished. I didn't know that it was ready for watching.
Yeah. They released it last year. And it's called White Noise. And like I said, it was okay. It's just it's supposed to be one of those kind of, I think it's supposed to kind of be a funny type movie. So it was kind of strange having that thrown in there, that train derailment and everything. But it showed how, you know, nasty the chemicals and stuff. That's what they were talking about in it, having everybody evacuate. And so these poor people, I just think they're being lied to. And then those contracts they were trying to have them sign, I think somebody said now they're saying that was a mistake and that they didn't really mean to print those. And I'm thinking, yeah, right.
Yeah, of course. That's the only, the permanent excuse ever.
Yeah. Yep. So is Trump, did he go to Ohio yet, or is he going Friday?
I thought he went today.
Okay. I'm just wondering why we haven't seen any videos of it or anything. I guess it might be something on Truth Social.
I'll look.
Are you, hopefully you're not going to, last time didn't you get a headache the first show we did?
Yeah, because it was really windy.
Did you have a bad headache?
Yeah.
No headache tonight?
I just feel like I'm in a fog, but no headache.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good. I'm trying to think of something that could maybe help. Have you ever taken astragalus? The Chinese herb astragalus?
I've been taking it every day lately.
Oh, okay, because I started to say I've taken that stuff for probably 20 years. It's a, you know, daily pill, and I rarely ever have respiratory issues anymore. And I used to have pretty nasty allergies, but not anymore, thank God. So
Pete Buttigieg today wrote a strongly worded letter to Norfolk Southern that blames Trump 100% for this.
I've heard that he is so out of line saying that. It is in no way his fault. When you go back and look at what Obama put in place, and then even Biden, what was it say? I wrote that down somewhere. Biden actually made the railroad strike, I wrote, illegal. So I think he made it to where railroads can't even strike anymore. So they said it was Obama, and that might have been Biden when he was vice president with Obama, because they said it started with Obama. So they are actually the ones that are responsible. And I'm trying to remember exactly what It was something to do with, I think, the speed of the train, which I was confused because I thought that used to, trains had to slow down when they were approaching, like, town. Like, if they were going through the middle of a town, I always thought they had to slow down. But that's definitely not the case, because one of my favorite little places to eat is a little vegetarian cafe over in Carbondale, Illinois, called Long Branch. And they are, I mean, the railroad goes right by them. So their parking lot is right up against, you know, the railroad tracks. And, I mean, those cars come through there just raging. And then they're obviously the hazardous ones, you know, just like these, going through there fast as can be. And it's a little bit eerie, especially now that this has happened. It's going to make me a little bit more apprehensive, but I don't like to live in fear, so I mean, it won't keep me from going over there, but you kind of think about that stuff, you know, in the back of your mind.
You drive, or do you take the train?
No, I just drive.
Okay.
I just drive. Yeah. No. It's, that's one thing this country could have greatly improved on, was better train transportation. But it would take a lot of infrastructure to get it going like Europe has. I don't know why we didn't go that route, but I'm sure there's a reason.
So
you know that go ahead.
No, your turn.
I think the only, like, really nice trains they have are, like, up in the northwestern part of the United States now. They go up into, like, Canada and stuff.
Oh.
But, you know, the passenger trains, Amtrak and all that around here, oh, they're okay. They're not that nice. Not that nice. And they're expensive. If you try to go a long way, and it takes forever. It ends up being cheaper to just fly.
Hey, we're going to take a quick time out here. And when we come back, I want to talk about James O'Keefe.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. So we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. That part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and income poops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually. But for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that do not exist. So who wants to work for the IRS? Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you adults in something that cares who will let us get away with it.
Hang on, I gotta start another commercial document.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and in worst scenario, heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them.
Oh.
Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal, but it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man on rumble.com.
Peace, what's up y'all, this is Ninja Scroll. Check out my newest album, Renewed Mind, with songs like this. Sorbet Coagula,
Sorbet Coagula, tear down and rebuild the whole system. Vibra prophecy fulfilled.
Snakes in the grass,
son of position. We got snakes in the grass, rally through the high pass. Traps all laid out, avoid the bomb.
I got ya
right where I want ya. Like a raw line in the field, I stalked ya. Creeped up on ya, peeped on your aura. Laying in wait, ready to pounce on ya. Once I get ya,
can you hear me now?
Hey, just all part of the game.
Ain't this even so long now, it's time to open up your eyes. Look at how you're living, just to follow where we're staying.
And the new norms, the new world order. Yeah, go get yours right now at officialninjascroll.web.com. That's official, ninjascroll.web.com.
Trying to show you everything, but you ain't care. Got you running scared, it's fear that is the main weapon. Peace to the people that was always prepping. I'm stepping on toes trying to wake you up.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
And just press 1 on your phone. I am Proof Negative, of course, with Christina joining me on Mondays. So James O'Keefe gave his speech earlier today, and he's out at Project Veritas.
Wow.
Which means that all those people that thought it was funny to remove him because they think that they're going to get extra crumbs or something because now they're the people in charge. They're going to learn soon enough. They'll go bankrupt.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, yeah. People are going to back him. I mean, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, he created that, didn't he?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, and he could start Project O'Keefe and people will just go from one company to the other.
Yes, absolutely. For sure.
I can't name you a second person that's in management on Project Veritas.
Oh, yeah, me neither. I mean, he's the only person I was aware of. I know that they were looking to hire, you know, if you go to their website, I know they were always looking for other journalists, but no, he was it. So...
Yeah, I heard earlier by noon they lost over 103,000 donors.
Good. I mean, those are the kinds of things that have to happen, you know? So people would just realize that their wallets really talk. So most.
Well, I've seen it, though, that people think that just any monkey can do the job. So they think they're the third person in charge. And while Project Veritas is hot, and who knows, maybe Pfizer paid them or something. But
yeah.
Because that's kind of suspect on Project Veritas gets lit up and all of a sudden James O'Keefe is out.
Yeah, I... That whole ordeal is just, yeah, something a little strange about it. So, I mean, in my eyes, he's a hero. I mean, to pull that off and get that guy to admit those things, I mean, it was great. Now, I guess people didn't really like the way he went about it, but... I mean, when you're playing with the corrupt organizations, corporations, and people that we're having to play with right now, you know, I say all is fair.
Yeah, I agree with them. I agree 100% with James O'Keefe in that.
Yeah.
But I know back in 2019, there was a power struggle with Freedomizer and my nonprofit, Barefoot is Legal. And so we had people on both sides trying to take one or the other over. And the funny thing is I have all the paperwork in my name, and they went, there was people that went to the board to try to get the board to fire me and put them in place as president. And fortunately, the board said no.
Well, good. Oh, geez.
But there are people that believe that they don't have to do all the hard work. Anybody can do it. So let's get rid of Proof or James O'Keefe. It would be like if you're watching InfoWars and one of the program directors that never goes on camera fights Alex Jones and decides that they're president of InfoWars.
Yeah.
Because they feel it's easier to steal something than it is to start something from scratch. Once you build something, there are people that will demand that they can take it from you.
I mean, that's true. Everybody tries to get things the easy way, you know?
So one thing that I was fortunate with is that not many people apply for the board membership. And as much as I don't like having boards, on a nonprofit, you have to have at least 3 members.
Oh, okay.
But 2 members are very silent. And as long as we talk every so often and have a virtual meeting once a year and invite our nonprofit members, then we're legal.
I can
run it as I wish, basically. Not to be mean about it, but I don't have much fight. And I don't have anybody trying to take it over.
Well, that's
and it's
good.
Running well because of that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you really, yeah, anytime you have, I mean, it's best to keep the, like you said, you're the big kahuna. It's better to only have really one, you know, when others try to move in on that position. Yeah, there's usually issues. It just doesn't work. You got to let somebody be in charge. And, you know, if you created it, you should be. It's the way it is.
Well, and if it's run improperly, I would understand, but we're doing okay right now, especially on Barefoot is Legal. Freedomizer has mixed results, but Barefoot is Legal is running a lot better, in my opinion. We're finally making money on the nonprofit, so I could spend and I can get some education out there.
Yeah. Well, the Freedomizer, you know, the hard part about it is it's probably going to be attacked constantly still because everybody, they know what it represents. And there's so many people that, you know, you still got that censorship out there, and they don't want these.
Oh, I'll share the story with you here about why we're at where we're at. So from 2010, when we opened, to 2019, we were doing really well. We were at a point for years where we had a chat room on the website, and if you had less than 100 people in your chat room during your show, we laughed at you. It was funny. Nobody was mad. It was just funny. Ha ha, you only had 87 people in your chat room today. That's how it was.
Wow, that's great.
And we had thousands and thousands of listeners, but we've had situations where people try to take the network over. So there was a time where our webmaster for both of my ventures discussed having a relationship with one of our Barefoot is Legal supervisors. And unbeknownst to me, that supervisor also ran one of Facebook's largest nudist groups.
Oh, geez.
So they shared naked pictures with each other.
Oh.
And they talked about being boyfriend and girlfriend, and then it broke off. And then each of them tried to get me to fire the other party.
Oh, boy.
And so I said, that's your business. That's your relationships. If you want to leave, leave, but I'm not firing anybody because you didn't get involved in a relationship how you wanted. So the Barefoot is Legal people, they got their posse together. The Freedomizer people, they got their people together. And they said that if you don't choose a side, then we're quitting. And again, I reiterated that that's a you problem. That's not a me problem. And whoever leaves, leaves, and I'll figure it out later. So they both tried to sabotage. Each party tried to sabotage each of my ventures to get me to quit. And one of them even claimed copyright issues that our logo, they said they created it, which whoever created the logo and you give it to the corporation, that's not specific for you. You gave it to the corporation.
Yeah.
You didn't make me sign any copyright type stuff, but I had to go to the FBI twice to get the Freedomizer Radio and Barefoot is Legal stuff together. Most of our staff left for both sides.
Oh, gosh. Unbelievable.
So that's why we're kind of at where we're at, and then COVID happened. And
yeah.
I just haven't been.
Made it even better.
Yeah, I just haven't been as successful as we were for 9 years.
Well, I mean, my goodness. It just is, it's awful what's happened. The COVID, you know, that agenda didn't help anything. Except
it took
for
me
one.
2 years to get back the amount of members that we had on our Facebook group for Barefoot is Legal. We're way past it now, but
instead
of having 23,000, you had all these people, before I could block them, they were just talking crap about me and getting their friends to leave and to start other groups and all this mess while I was working at my day job.
Yeah.
And that's what I had to work with, so... We lost a few thousand. The Freedomizer became a shell of itself. And I refuse to give up because I like what we do too much.
Well, there you go. So obviously you're very good at it. And you've done it for, my gosh.
Since March 2008. So this year will be 15 years.
Okay.
I started Freedomizer in January 2010, but I was on air just as the Proof Negative show since March 2018.
Okay.
That's a long time.
Absolutely. And so Barefoot, and you started it?
Yes.
In 2010?
No, I started that in October 2015.
Oh, that's right. You told me that, 2015. I remember you told me that. So.
Yeah.
Now, do you go barefooted everywhere?
I do often.
Okay. I started to say, I would have trouble going barefoot in, like, in bathroom.
Well, yeah,
floors
you
of
can
bath.
Take one of those toilet seat protectors and put it on the ground.
Well, okay. I guess that's
well,
true.
Well, it's just like when you protect your butt with it. Why wouldn't you protect your feet with it?
True. Yeah.
You trust it for your butt.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you can always wet a paper towel and wipe yourself off if it was that
that's
dirty.
True. Yeah. Yeah. So true.
But once you do it, you just see for yourself it's not a big deal. It's the I just don't know why it is that so many people have an issue and they get triggered, although you're not forcing them to do it.
I mean, it makes no sense that people have issues with it because how do they think the bottom of a foot is going to have any more germs on it than the bottom of a shoe? I mean,
actually,
it makes no
there'll
sense.
Be less germs because if you walk in the grass, it wipes the germs off.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah, that it doesn't make any sense. So
it's just conditioning.
Yes. It absolutely is. I mean, that's a major, major contributor to, you know, a lot of the stuff that goes on is programming and preconditioning and just, you know, the way you're raised up from the time you enter into the world as a baby.
I try not to make it a point to bring it up every show or anything like that, but occasionally I don't mind talking about it.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be much easier in a tropical climate. I don't,
but if you get up at 8 in the morning in May or June even, and you just run to go get a dozen bagels for your office, who cares?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's something you don't see that much around here. And I wonder, I'm going to have to start paying attention to see if the stores and that around here have any issues with it.
Well, the only way to know is you got to try it.
Got to do it, yeah. Yeah. Be interesting to see. Oh.
Hey, and then if you're in our Facebook group, you can promote yourself and tell people to come in.
Yeah, I need to go into the health food store and see what they do.
Yeah.
That'd be a good place.
But hey, if you wanna try and initiate a meetup and have them come into your store.
Yeah.
The whole thing is that people wanna do it. They're just afraid that somebody will yell at them, and that's why we've become successful. It's like in the last 10 days, our not the Facebook group, but the business page has had over 200,000 views.
Oh, wow. And
it's why we can have months with 5-6 million hits. It's that people want that freedom. Since we opened up the business page in 2015, we've had almost 550 million page views.
Wow.
There's a lot of businesses out there that wish they had that traffic.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
And that's why
I don't have a problem with it.
Nobody complains about my work because I'm putting butts in the seats.
No, I could care less if somebody walks in my store barefooted. It's fine. I mean, it's just, I don't know why people can't just let people be, you know? We're all born free. It's just, as long as you're not hurting anyone and breaking any law, just let people do what they want to do.
So hopefully when it warms up, you'll spend a day trying it out and see what happens. In your store.
I'll do that. I'll just.
What are you
going to
do? Yell at yourself?
Yeah. That'd be funny. I'm not afraid of getting yelled at. No worries there. So that doesn't bother me. I like to stand up for things that need to be stood up for.
And the thing is, I'm not very forceful. I don't beg people to do it. I do think everybody should try it at least once or twice. And then we have our annual challenges, which we have one coming up March 31st, April 1st, and 2nd. It's the, the 7th annual hashtag I did it barefoot challenge. So the first generally warm weekend in spring, which I've designated early April, since that's when baseball season opens and such. So we try to put out there to give people an incentive to try it.
That's a good idea. Yeah, I'll have to get my best friend. I mean, I know she'd want to do it. She hates shoes.
Okay.
She wears sandals all winter long. She literally, she doesn't like shoes. So she'd do it with me. We'll have to go into the health food store together. That'd be fun. But we'll see.
Well, I'd love to see you offer a meetup in your store and see who shows up.
What would I do in my store?
Post in the Facebook group that you want to host a meetup in your store and see who wants to show up.
I wonder if there's members around here.
That's
no, I can do that, absolutely.
Yeah, that's why I want to try and find out.
Okay. Oh, I can absolutely do that.
Hey, even if you only get 5 or 6 people, those will be 5 or 6 more customers than you would have had in the first place.
Yep. No, that would be awesome. That would be great. So I was trying to, I was also just thinking about a while ago, is it Mike Adams, the health ranger?
Yeah.
Okay. He had just posted a video about what people can do to help detox the dioxin out of their system.
Okay.
He was telling people, and I've heard of this before, I think it's endo something. You get it from like...
Endocephalitis?
No. It's a supplement. Let me see if I can find it. Endo-3-carbinol. So it's endo-3-carbinol, they're finding out is very good at helping to get that out of your system. But he said,
you also want to take tons of kelp.
Yeah. And I don't know, that might have that in it. But he was saying to sprout broccoli, season sprouted. And he said, those would be really, really good. He said you don't have to have soil. You just need water. But he did a little short video on it, so I'm sure it will get passed around. But he's always got a lot of great info.
Mike Adams is I've tried to write to him a few times, and his staff says that I'm not that popular. Even when we were very popular, and I was getting the 25 to 30,000 audience per show, they said that they never heard of me, so they were going to decline the interview.
I had
a couple of writers from Natural News, but nobody like Mike Adams.
Oh, my goodness. You know, that just... Those people forget where they started, you know? And I get a little frustrated with that. Unlike, I always pay attention to it on social media because it's like, there are a few people that, you know, I really like Dan Buettner of the Blue Zone. I started following him when he was kind of just starting to come into social media and stuff. And I had actually messaged him and he responded. And he seemed like a super, super nice guy, but it's the same way. It's like now that they've gotten, when these people get really, really big, it's like they forget about where they started. They forget about that the small, you know, the nobodies are important. So that's how they got where they are, is because of our support. So I get a little bit, you know, mad at that too. And I think, well, you know what? They never respond to any of my stuff that I promote. So why should we continue to respond to theirs if that's the way they want to be? So I don't know. It's like they're just paying attention to themselves and they don't care.
Yeah, I don't turn down people. Many interviews, but lately I haven't gotten many interviews lately.
What? So I guess is all this, are all your past interviews and stuff on Freedomizer, or are they on a different?
They're on Apple Play. I don't know if iTunes is still around.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All of them are also on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio? Oh, I saw. That's
our
part
host.
Okay. I remember seeing that. Okay. I do remember seeing some of the people that you did interview. I'm trying to remember a few of them. I'd have to go back and look again, but I do remember reading that you had, there was a list on there. So have you had any favorites that you've interviewed?
Pastor Lindsey Williams before he retired.
Okay. Be nice.
I had the
get
faith once.
Tulsi Gabbard.
I did have Ron Paul once.
Oh, really? Did the older guy or the...
No, Ron Paul, not Rand Paul.
Oh, Rand Paul is the dad.
No, Ron Paul's the dad.
Ron Paul's the dad. Rand Paul is the politician. Okay. I always get them mixed up. All right. So, okay. Yeah. I haven't heard much from him lately. I just wonder where Fauci is.
Well,
any
he's
idea?
Retired. He's retired, so he's just trying not to get sued.
He's probably hiding.
If you're a Democrat stooge, that's what you do to make sure that you survive. You just hide.
That's coward.
And then you come out in 6 to 8 months when people forget about you, and then you you resurface like nothing happened.
Yeah. Oh, I'm still wondering. The general that's ahead of NORAD and NORTHCOM. I just wished I knew, like, which side he's on, because some of the stuff I keep seeing is, I don't know, it's kind of making me question a few things. You know, every time I see a picture of him where they, like, I'm trying to think who posted him. Epoch TV, maybe? They've had even a couple videos, obviously. Anyways, has masks on. And I'm thinking, So maybe, you know, maybe they got to him. I don't know.
Yeah, or as I call them, either a scam or a political symbol.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't like that he's got that on his face most of the time. Who knows? But I just, where he's at. I'm hoping he's on our side.
Yeah, I don't trust anyone that still wears a scam in 2023.
Right. I saw a post from a friend, too, about things escalating in Russia. I mean, I sometimes think that that's why they put Biden in there.
Well, of course. Because they wouldn't have been able to start a world war with Trump.
Yeah. I really do, and Biden's stupid enough to do it, unfortunately. Or he's just not there anymore. I mean, when you watch him walk, I'm just like, you know, there are times when I almost feel sorry for him, but...
My favorite thing is when he shakes hands with the air.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I really hope that they negotiate and can stop this stupid war. Because that's what they're saying. They're like, China and Russia, obviously they're right there together.
They want China to get involved.
Do what?
They want China to get involved. They want to start the war.
Oh, I know. I'm that's what they're saying. They're like, look, if China and Russia get together, you know, it's a little disturbing. Well, I mean, we'll be okay, but I just don't know what it's going to take for them to finally step in and stop it. I don't know.
Democrats love war.
Exactly. They definitely do. I mean, there's proof of that. Proof. It's so funny on Twitter. Somebody posted something. They showed a picture that they had confiscated, or a bunch of people turned in their guns, their firearms, and I'm thinking, oh boy. You know, yeah, good for them. It's now only the criminals have them. And
yeah.
I got, of course, those of us that were saying things like that, we all got attacked. I mean, it was crazy. And I just don't understand that mentality. We're safer with less guns. And I'm thinking... You know, and then you bring up Hitler, and they're like, oh, they always bring that up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, well. But they showed a picture. I saw a video today of it was on a crowded sidewalk in the city. And all of a sudden, a guy comes up with a gun, walks right in the middle of pointing his gun, and he was trying to take something from somebody. And another gal had a gun in her purse. And when he was trying to take something from the gal, she took her gun and shot him. And he fell down to the ground. She didn't kill him. But I'm like, good. You know, that's what needs to happen. And then she rolled him on the ground and got him on his stomach, and he just laid there. And they were just waiting for the cops to come. But unfortunately... That's the dangerous world we're living in. I mean, there's a lot of crazy things happening. So, you said your weather was nice today too, right?
Yeah, it was. I got to go sit at the park for an hour and get some grounding in.
Well, that's good. Grounding is always good. That's my favorite place to go barefooted. It's just in, like, the grass. And, of course, the beach.
Yeah, but that's boring. Beach is
wonderful. Boring?
You got to push the envelope and go someplace that it's not normal.
Oh, I gotcha.
Even if it's to just get sandwiches at Firehouse or something.
Firehouse Subs?
Yes.
I don't think I've ever been in that place.
Well, there you go. There's a good tip. So go someplace you've never gone before, and if they yell at you, then, hey, you don't have to give them your money anyway. You never did before. No skin on for you. And if they let you, then great. Then you got
That's
a new place
true.
To go. Sandwich places generally are easy.
Yeah, I would think so. I don't think the workers are going to care. They probably won't care. But unless you got a busybody, I'm sure there'll be one somewhere.
Yeah, but when they say that you might step on glass, you can look them in the face and ask them what glass products they sell in their sandwiches. And when they say that we don't sell anything with glass, then they've already answered their own question.
Oh, that's good. I get it. Okay.
So I did want to play some of Tucker Carlson today. It's about 13 minutes. I figure we can have one last stretch here.
Okay.
So I'm going to play it.
All righty.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson's Happy Monday. People used to tell you that Donald Trump was stupid. Remember that? He's an idiot. Now, we're not going to sit here and tell you it was a smart idea to turn the White House over to Jared Kushner. It was not. But it's also true, if we're being honest, and we should be, that Donald Trump had far wiser instincts about American foreign policy than any leader in at least a generation. And he did it without the help of anyone. None of his advisors wanted to hear his views on foreign policy. In fact, they desperately wanted Trump to be quiet, but Trump wouldn't. "What's the point of NATO?" he asked, nearly 30 years after the fall of the Soviet Union. No one in Washington could answer him. "Shut up, racist," they replied. But Trump just kept going in his Trumpy way. "Why would we fight Russia?" he wondered. "Wouldn't making Russia our enemy just drive Putin into the arms of China and create the most powerful and dangerous anti-American bloc in history?" No one bothered to answer him. In fact, for the sin of asking, they called him a traitor to his country. They impeached him for it. And then they started a war with Putin. But in retrospect, Trump had asked a deeply patriotic question. If Russia ever joined forces with China, American global hegemony, its power would end instantly. You'd have the world's largest landmass and largest natural gas reserves allied with the world's largest population and world's largest economy. So a Russia-China axis would be not just more powerful than the United States, but much more powerful. It would have the scale to control a lot of the world's economy and trade routes and raw materials. It could project military force that, posturing aside, we actually don't have the power to stop. If Russia and China ever got together, it would be a brand new world, and the United States would be greatly diminished. Most Americans agree that would be bad. Now, as Donald Trump predicted very clearly, that is happening. Thanks to Joe Biden's reckless and self-destructive response to the invasion of Ukraine a year ago this week, the economies of Russia and China are intertwined. Chinese spending on Russian goods has increased by more than 60%. China now imports more coal from Russia than it has in the last 5 years. Chinese shipments to Russia, meanwhile, are up by nearly 30%. Companies like Ford and Toyota pulled out of Russia. They had to, remember that? So what happened next? Chinese automakers stepped in. Chinese car makers once made less than 10% of all cars bought in Russia. Now China makes a third of them. You can see where this is going. The same thing has happened with smartphones and countless other consumer goods. Not surprisingly, the Chinese yuan is replacing the dollar in Moscow. Chinese currency now accounts for fully one-fifth of all trades on the Moscow Stock Exchange. That's up from less than 1% last year. So these are deep and growing economic ties, and they're formal. The thing about economic ties, however, is that they lead inexorably to military ties. So it shouldn't surprise you that China is actively helping Russia in the war against NATO, which we are leading. In other words, the country with more ships than any navy in the world has united with the country that has more nuclear-armed ICBMs than any country in the world to fight us through proxy in Ukraine. Well, that's scary. And the thing is, everybody involved seems to know it's scary and just how scary it is. Our leaders understand that their push for total war with Putin, which is unnecessary, could lead to the destruction of the West. They know that, but they're doing it anyway. In an interview with a German newspaper today, the Ukrainian President Zelensky casually mentioned that, oh, by the way, the entire world may soon go up in flames. Quote, if China aligns itself with Russia, there will be a world war. There will be a world war? If China aligns with Russia? Who could say something like that calmly? Since, as we just told you, China is aligned with Russia. It's already happened. That's not speculation. It's a fact. And as a result of that fact, according to Zelensky himself, hundreds of millions of people will die. No big deal, as long as we take Crimea. This is a very dark way of thinking. Zelensky himself is a very dark force. That is obvious if you watch him. It is unmistakable. Who could not see that? This man is a destroyer. He banned a Christian faith in his country and arrested nuns and priests. Oh, but he's a hero, claim our leaders, from Chuck Schumer to Mitch McConnell. No, Zelensky is not a hero. He is an instrument of total destruction. That is not a defense of his enemies. It's just true. And maybe that's why Joe Biden is drawn to him. Biden landed in Kiev today to promote another world war. Watch. Note the air raid sirens in the background. What's strange is there didn't seem to be any air raids in Kiev this morning. We checked. There were just air raid sirens at precisely the moment that Joe Biden appeared for a photo op. Even CNN's reporters on the ground in Kiev know that they've been in the city for the past 5 days and didn't hear any bombs or missile strikes or any sirens until the moment that Biden walked out for the cameras.
I've been here for the past 5 days. I have not heard any explosions. I have not heard any air sirens until about half an hour ago, right when President Biden was in the center of Kyiv.
Right. So here you have Potemkin air raid sirens, just the touch required in this, the most tightly scripted, most completely dishonest war in history, the fakest war. And the point, of course, is to sell Americans on yet another $500 million in tax dollars for Ukraine, for the Zelensky government. Watch this.
We've committed nearly 700 tanks and thousands of armored vehicles, 1,000 artillery systems, more than 2 million rounds of artillery ammunition, more than 50 advanced launch rocket systems, anti-ship and air defense systems, all to defend Ukraine, and that doesn't count the other $500 million we're announcing with you today and tomorrow. That's going to be coming your way. And that's just the United States in this piece.
Can anyone see how dark and crazy this is? Truly crazy? Yes, many Americans can see how dark and crazy it is. Look at the numbers. How many Americans support this war for democracy, this war for democracy that Americans for some reason can't vote on? Why don't we have a national referendum on all this? As long as we're leveling a country on behalf of democracy, it might be nice to try democracy here, but no. It's all so grotesque. It defies imagination, really. But imagine if you were watching all of this, this spectacle from your home in East Palestine, Ohio, a home that is still stinking of chemicals you can't identify. So here you have the President of the United States personally visiting a corrupt foreign autocrat to announce a $500 million more in your tax dollars to go to Ukraine. Meanwhile, you, stuck in some lost and forgotten part of Ohio, the state that helped build this country, have a mushroom cloud over your city. The animals are dying, the water is glowing. And yet for more than 2 weeks after all of this started with the famous train derailment, FEMA and the Biden administration have refused to provide any kind of financial assistance to you. East Palestine still hasn't even gotten a visit, a token visit, from Joe Biden's token transportation secretary, Mayor Pete. And after 2 weeks, people in East Palestine are starting to notice. Watch.
What federal response?
The White House is under fire for its response to the East Palestine train derailment.
If it were in Washington, D.C., it would all be cleaned up and taken care of.
I've had massive headaches since it started.
And locals say they're feeling the effects of the toxic chemicals. East Palestine resident Melissa Blake says 2 days after the toxic train derailment, doctors diagnosed her with acute bronchitis from chemical fumes.
It's hard to breathe. My chest is always tight. The coughing.
I'm 53. I've had 2 headaches in my life, and I feel like I've had one every day since the controlled burn.
My kids will never go play in our backyard again, which makes me very sad. Now it's never going to be safe for them in my eyes.
Today, families like the Bayless lined up for a $1,000 check per person.
$1,000 enough?
Probably not. Honestly, probably not.
Ted Murphy doesn't believe officials who say there's no lingering health risks.
I got to move because I'm not safe being here. There is no way we are safe.
But nobody cares, and they know that in East Palestine. But the contrasts are becoming too sharp and obvious. The American border versus the Ukrainian border. One doesn't matter at all. In fact, it's racist. The other is so important we'll risk nuclear war to protect it. Aid to Zelensky, unaudited, God knows where it's going. Nobody seems to care. And aid to East Palestine. We just can't afford it. Unfortunately, the people you just saw are not Ukrainian, so Joe Biden is not interested enough to visit. Unfortunately, no one in East Palestine thought to pay Joe Biden's son $80,000 a month. If someone had done that, someone had been wise enough to pay off the Biden family 8 years ago, things would be different. Here's how Joe Biden might talk to them now.
And it's going to deliver much-needed humanitarian assistance as well as food, water, medicine, shelter, and other aid to Ukrainians displaced by Russia's war, and provide aid for those seeking refuge in other countries from Ukraine. It's also going to help schools and hospitals open. It's going to allow pensions and social support to be paid to the Ukrainian people so they have something in their pocket.
So not everything that winds its way through Congress is of equal importance. Most legislation in Congress means nothing in the long term. Nuclear war means everything in the long term. So what's the issue on which both parties seem aligned? Oh, the issue that matters. So there is no opposition party. Both parties seem to agree that the administration that shot down weather balloons with $400,000 heat-seeking missiles is capable of navigating an incredibly complex conflict in Eastern Europe where the stakes are existential. No problem. We can pull this off. Everybody involved is Winston Churchill. No one on the Republican side seems outraged on a gut level that the President of the United States is personally visiting an autocrat in a tracksuit in Kiev while he ignores the exposure of thousands of American citizens to toxic chemicals we can't identify. So Republicans in the Senate have a leader. You might be interested in what he thinks is important. Here he is.
I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now. It will save us an enormous amount of money down the road if the Ukrainians can succeed. They're not asking for any of our personnel. They're asking us for financial help.
So the thing is, that's not rhetoric. Mitch McConnell believes what he just said. I'm going to help explain. You couldn't help explain how to get from here to the nearest gas station. You're beyond the ability to explain. And you're way beyond the ability to lead the opposition in the United States Senate. But for some reason, McConnell and so many other Republican leaders and talk show hosts have been completely brainwashed by the idea that the United States will benefit from a war with Russia. Well, now that Russia has joined forces with China to create a bloc against the United States that we cannot defeat, that will control perhaps the majority of the world. Really? And you did that, by the way. You laughed at Trump, and here we are, facing the end of control of a lot of the world because you so unwisely managed the power that you inherited. What's your answer now, Mitch McConnell? You're welcome on this show anytime to explain. Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly opens, stories that are changing the world and changing your life. I'm Tucker Carlson tonight.
Yeah, so I figured Mitch McConnell doesn't care about what happens here. As long as we're funneling money to the Ukraine and everybody gets paid, that's all that matters. Did I lose you, Christina?
I was on, yes. Sorry, I had muted it. No, I can't believe it. Mitch McConnell is that, I mean, is he really that stupid to think that
you mean, does he really get paid? That's the answer. He really does get paid.
Oh, he is just, I mean, he might as well be on the blue side.
Yeah. Honestly. He doesn't care about freedom and stuff. He cares that he gets paid. That's the important part. He wants lackeys. So that's why he spent so much money to fight to make sure that Murkowski wins in Alaska and ignoring a ton of the other elections, because allegiance to him is more important.
Yeah, boy, these term limits, they are so needed. I was trying to remember the percentage of people that, I forget how old they are. So many members of Congress are so old. Ridiculous. After a certain age, I think they...
No incumbent senators lost their seats in 2020, in 2022. Everybody that was up for election won re-election.
Wow. You know, I think half the time, I don't think there's a lot of people that run against them. I mean, there's been several times when I've voted that there's only one candidate, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's what it seems like. I don't know what to think about Putin, you know? Supposedly Russia has all these up-to-date nuclear equipment and everything. I just wonder how much of it is true. I really do.
So in other news, I talked about Tulsi Gabbard before, and this is a 3.5-minute clip, but Tucker Carlson had Tulsi on today, so I figured you might want that.
Oh, yeah. No, that was good.
Tulsi Gabbard is a former member of Congress, a former presidential candidate, and one of the very few people in the world who went on television after this invasion a year ago and said, this could get really dangerous. You were right. And now that China is aligning with Russia and supporting the Russian war effort effectively against us, this seems like a massive turning point.
Well, you heard it from Zelensky himself talking about the consequences of World War III. The thing is, he has made very clear that's where he thinks we are already, that we are in World War III. Ukraine is the tip of the spear. And this is how he justifies making demands of the United States and all of these NATO countries to equip him with all of the weapons and aircraft and tanks that the United States and NATO have to go and fight this war that we are in against Russia. He is doing everything that he can to bring us and NATO into this war, directly into conflict with Russia. You remember when their Ukrainian missile defense system unfortunately had a missile that went into Poland and killed two civilians on a farm. What did Zelensky say? His very first thing, first person on camera saying, hey, this is a direct attack against a NATO ally. U.S. and NATO, you must go and attack Russia. The scary thing to me, Tucker, is to hear people like Zelensky, to hear Democrats and Republicans in the United States Congress and Biden administration officials speak so calmly and with a straight face about World War III,
exactly.
How would it be won? How would we respond to the use of tactical nuclear weapons? What are our options in this battlefield? Forgetting what Ronald Reagan said when he said a nuclear war cannot be won and therefore should never be fought. This World War III, this path that we are on, unless we change course, it will result in nuclear war. You've all of the nuclear armed countries in the world on this path towards a head-on collision.
Yeah, let's ask a really quick question. So Zelensky, who I think this country has borne with great patience, actually, for the last year, has repeatedly said, I've got a border dispute with my neighbor, Russia. You live thousands of miles away. You're not connected. But because of that border dispute and their invasion of the eastern half of my country, your whole family could die, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Why aren't Americans rising up as one and saying, you're suggesting it's okay that my family dies? No, it's not okay. Off the stage. Like, why are we putting up with this, honestly?
You know, you look at the lies that the American people are being told by President Biden, by Mitch McConnell, by these warmongers in both parties, selling this lie that this is about defending freedom and democracy. And as he said, there's no greater threat to that democracy than this fight against this war against Russia. They are the ones who are undermining our democracy. They are the ones who are denying the American people our constitutional right to have a say whether or not we go to war or not. It is an affront to the Constitution and every single American, and we should all be raising hell about this because it is our future, the future of the world, that's at stake.
I agree. I mean, how much weed are people smoking? This is a real issue. This is not one of the fake issues, you know, that we...
There is no more real issue than this.
Oh, I agree. Tulsi Gabbard, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks,
tonight.
Tucker.
Subscribe to the Fox News YouTube channel to catch our nightly open stories that are changing the world and changing your life. I'm Tucker Carlson tonight.
All right. Well, I wanted to make sure that you got to hear Tulsi Gabbard today.
That was great.
But the average Democrat doesn't care. They would care if Trump started a war, but they won't care if Brandon starts a war.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
that's really stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. I mean, I remember I was listening to her on a longer interview, and I don't remember if it was with him or someone else, but, you know, she was saying, you know, they think that they need to remove Putin. And she's like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I don't even know it was her, but somebody brought up a good point. You take Putin out, who else is, you know, over in that country, do they really think someone better is going to bust to run Russia? Or is it going to be somebody much worse?
Well, they'll try to find
their puppet. There's no winning. There's no winning. I mean, I don't know. So.
Well, they think they could find their puppet, though. That's the thing.
Yeah. I guess that's true. And they think, I think Biden probably thinks that Zelensky's going to be his puppet. I got news for him. When they no longer need us, you know, he will not be his puppet any longer.
Oh, I don't think either one are each other's puppets. I think they're both Xi Jinping's puppet.
Well, that's true. That's very true.
Unfortunately, I think that's a little obvious.
I'm ready for it to be done with. So, I mean,
if they allow Trump to win, then there might not be a war. And then all the liberals will be mad that there's no war.
Yeah, we'll have the screaming, crazy people again. I remember that when Trump won. And all the people acting crazy. I'm like, really? Gosh. I mean, I couldn't believe it.
I'm like, we
just
really
think
have
that, that people will be upset that Trump is against World War III.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't like that he is a great negotiator and, you know, everybody was getting along pretty well, or leaving each other alone at least, you know.
But can we survive a year and 11 months?
That's the scary part. That's a long time. I mean, Biden has done so much damage, and I don't see it getting any better. And it's like, do we really? Yeah. Are they really going to let him stay in for almost two more years?
So what happens if Brandon loses, and then you have those few weeks where Brandon's just playing out the string, and before Trump is president, and then he just declares war during those 6 weeks just to get back at Trump? Because that's all they care about, is punishing political enemies.
Yeah, no, they need to get him out of there. They need to get him impeached long before that.
That is entirely possible.
Yeah, and then I guess...
It's not by starting a war.
But then Kamala... And she steps up, but that won't last. I really can't see that lasting. Or they'll somehow figure out a way to get her with him. Maybe to get rid of her with him. Who knows?
Yeah.
But I've given up on all the ideas floating around about how Trump's coming back and going to take, you know, it's like, I mean, if that was going to happen, wouldn't it have already happened? Or do you think it's still possible? Yeah. I just kind of gave up on that one. I just don't believe it's going to happen. Be nice, but yeah, don't think so. It just seems everything, like I said, it's weird to me that we haven't been hearing anything about what's going on with Congress, McCarthy. Well, you did say he got the footage from January 6th. Maybe it's good. Maybe they're actually really working on something right now, you know, and going to pull out the big guns and really go after Biden for something. I mean, because I know they're going after some people that have to do with the COVID thing. There are some things going down. And I'm off the top of my head. I can't think of them right now, but I'm going to gather all that information when I find it all. I know Dr. David Martin's been sharing a lot with us. So I'm just going to have to get it all together and then share a little bit of it. But there's
You
sent me the link? Or you want
yeah,
me to send
Tucker
you the link?
Yeah, Carlson getting the footage. He says next week he'll have a report for it.
That would be great.
I'm sure he has a team that will be watching it nonstop.
Oh, yeah. Yes. On that documentary that I watched, there were a couple people, pretty much, you know, just innocent people that were brutally beaten. There was a woman that was, She survived it, but there were a couple cops that just beat her to a pulp for no reason, just because she was in the wrong place, you know, at the wrong time. She wasn't trying to hurt anyone.
So, and I know she has a loss. I'm pretty sure she has a lawsuit going against him. But and there were several instances like that. It's just really sad. I mean, the worst part, though, is the fact that they imprisoned all those people. And they weren't doing anything. I mean, the one guy I know of, he didn't go into the Capitol. But just because he was there.
I guess my question, though, is what happens when all this comes out? Will anything change?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, is there anyone to on our side to enforce? Yeah.
And I don't know the answer to that. I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know. No. No, it's true. I mean, we've been watching it for at least since COVID, you know, a few months after COVID started. We've been watching. We've been seeing it. I mean, either our police officers are just that naive and think that they have the power to do what these people tell them to do to us. And that's probably it. That's probably the whole thing. They probably really think they have that power, and they don't.
Mm.
But when the police think they have that power, what are you going to do? They're going to come after you, whether they can do it legally or not, because you don't have anybody there to help stop it or go after them for doing the wrong thing. I mean, there's very few attorneys that have stepped up through this whole thing and actually are helping people. I mean, there's a couple out there, but my gosh, very few of them. Most of them are cowards. Most of them probably just took their little shots and
kept
quiet. I mean, it's sad but true. So I remember there's one that I know of around here. He's very, very well known, very good, and he's something nationally. He got nominated for something nationally. And I had sent him some information on some stuff, and I didn't hear a word from him. And, I mean, I knew him. It was kind of like, not a close friend, but, you know, I did know him well enough. He'd been around him well enough that I would have thought he would have at least replied. So I didn't send him anything else.
Hmm.
I'm not going to waste my time. Just move on and try to find someone else.
That's true.
So, but then again, you know, they say they're telling everybody to go ahead and bring up lawsuits for things that weren't right. But it's like, who has the money? And you know, if you wait and have it run through the court, my Lord, is it ever going to happen? It can take years.
Well, that's how they make their money. They just push back trials, and everybody has to keep paying for lawyers.
Exactly. That's
the system. I've learned that in family court.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely true. They don't want anything to be settled.
All right, we have time for one more clip. I'm going to play Judge Jeanine Pirro with Anarchy Taking Over.
Okay.
Criminals running wild this weekend in many cities, illegal street racers taking over a major intersection in Austin, Texas, and performing dangerous stunts that came really close to hitting people in the crowd. Police there completely outnumbered to stop it and a large mob surrounding and shooting fireworks at one squad car. The wild scene left one officer hurt and several police cars damaged. Austin council members say the defund the police movement is to blame, and one of the attendees isn't worried about the consequences.
It is dangerous, and it can be dangerous. Once you start going in and start doing things that you're not really supposed to do, then it is dangerous.
We're sorry to that police officer that got hurt. Well, I mean, he should have just stayed in his own lane.
Are you ever scared that you are going to get arrested or something, you know, you're going to have like a felony charge on you because of this?
No, like I said, they can't catch us.
And as police deal with understaffing, we are once again reminded how dangerous the job is. Police catching the cold-blooded killer who shot dead a Temple University officer and using the fallen officer's handcuffs then to arrest him. That officer is Christopher Fitzgerald. He was a married father of four and the son of a former police chief. And Florida Governor Ron DeSantis trying to support law enforcement with a pro-police tour in Democrat-led cities. DeSantis thinks he knows exactly what is behind the lawlessness.
It's important to admit that these left-wing policies have failed. They've empowered criminals. They've put the public at risk. They put law enforcement officers at risk. And so I think that this experiment has concluded, and we need to move in the direction where across the board from sea to shining sea, we have a commitment to respect for law enforcement and for law and order.
All right. Well, Kane, let's go to our resident Texan for any updates. What happened in Austin has actually happened in many other cities across the country.
That's true. You have all, I'm sure, heard the saying that has become somewhat popular over the last 5 years that weak men create hard times create strong men in turn create easy times, giving rise once again to weak men. Austin is a great example of this. You have the former mayor and Steve Adler. You have this councilman, Greg Kassar, who are part of the let's defund it to the tune of one-third of the police budget. This leads, although they tried to refund it 1 year later, the police left in droves. They haven't been able to rehire to the levels that is necessary. This leads to moments like this, and it is true, like you said, Dana, Austin's near and dear to my heart. I lived there for 3 years. It was an incredible town. It's headed down the path of San Francisco. It will be lost. I hope the entire state can protect itself from turning into California. But this city, unfortunately, is symbolic of something that's happening across this nation where bad policies create bad culture, and then you get a bad town.
Greg, one of the police city council members in Austin tried to call 911 and was on hold for 28 minutes.
Yeah,
a long time.
It goes back to one word that you mentioned, outnumbered. Right? It's like the pandemic kind of snapped the tether between lawfulness and behavior, and it goes back to just fewer cops, and not just fewer cops, but just fewer people in general on the street, which can kind of keep the peace. There's nothing more vulnerable, really, than an empty street. You know, I'd rather be on a road with 100 crazy people than be alone with myself. But also, if you've noticed when we're talking about this stuff, and we run the risk of sounding like a bunch of old fogies, like these kids in their zooped-up cars, because this has been going on since the 50s, right, drag racing and stuff like that. But something else is going on here. It seems like all of the assailants and a lot of these crimes that we're covering are a lot younger than they have been, and they've been recidivists, like 16, 17-year-old kids and gangs who've been doing stuff for a while. Why do minors, and I know what the answer is, why do minors have more rights than us? Like, you know what? We didn't even mention the name of the kid that killed the police officer, maybe because, how old is he? 18-year-old Miles Pfeiffer.
18.
He's 18. But, I mean, you know, I think it's time for prison reform, right?
Yeah.
We went too far. We got to go back. No one's bothering to cuff these minors because they know they're going to get out because there's a lack of consequences. So I think it's time to create real consequences for kids and don't leave them exempt from our rules of society because they happen to be younger. I don't know what you do about that, but if you're a danger to society, I don't care if you're 15 or 25. Mm-hmm. I know I'm in the minority, but I would lock you
well,
up.
Well, sometimes you provide the perfect segue.
Ooh, good.
And you just have, because Governor Ron DeSantis talked about some reform earlier today. Watch here and we'll get the judge's reaction.
In this country, because we just saw what happened to this police officer in Philadelphia. You know, if these criminals target and they assassinate a police officer, they should get the death penalty.
Damn right. Look, you know, when you talk about it, these young kids who feel empowered, they're saying things like, you know, sorry the police officer got hurt, but he should have stayed in his own lane. You know, and they can't catch us. you know what? We created these monsters. We have allowed them to get away with it. We as a society are allowing anarchy to take over in our streets. And what happens is when these kids get together to do what they call drifting or donuts, they'll go up one intersection, check to make sure there's no cops over the next mile or so, and if there are, they'll go to another intersection. They actually, you know, publicize where they're going to go and what they're going to do. Now, they take over these intersections, and they don't care what the injury is, and then they say the police can't catch us, and the police can't. Because they've got these souped-up cars that the police can't catch, but I'm assuming they've got the plate numbers on these cars so that they can go after them, but who knows who's actually driving the cars. Now, you know what the problem is with these young kids? We've raised the age. We raised the age in this era of, you know, social justice nonsense, which makes no sense. You violate the law, you go to jail. It's really as simple as that. We've given them criminal privilege. They know they've got criminal privilege. They're empowered. And the irony of all of this is that they are playing by the rules. And the rules today are no bail. You're not going to be able to catch us. And even if you do catch us, I'm going to get away with it. And I'm just, and these are 16, 17 years old. Now wait till they're 25, 30 years old. That's the society that we've got waiting for us. It's a mess.
Jessica, last word. I don't know if kids that are perpetrating these crimes are saying, you know, I've heard that Alvin Bragg is really soft on crime. I think that society is just wildly out of control, and it was really exacerbated by the pandemic. Kids who were suddenly at home for school or just dropping out of school, running around, and this was happening in cities all over the country. I think that your point when you said on hold in the 911 call center for 28 minutes is really important. And all of us were struck when we actually heard the Paul Pelosi call, right, how well Paul Pelosi actually handled it, right, how clearly he was signaling to the 911 caller that he was a person of importance, that he was in trouble, and the person didn't pick up on it at all. So that was someone who has, in those moments, one of the most important jobs in the world, right? Like, you have the potential to stop a crime, right, by releasing, sending the police out there right away. And so if we can't get people in the jobs, or if we have people in the jobs who are not qualified to do them, how can we run a civil society? It seems impossible. So
I don't think kids know who Alvin Bragg is, but I think they can respond to a culture created by Alvin Bragg.
There's no question.
And Greg, I don't know if I've just been feeling old lately, but I am sympathetic to what you said about not feeling like a fuddy-duddy. And
yeah.
I was telling myself that, you know, after Sam Smith dressed up like the demon at the Grammys. And I thought, okay, well, don't just be an old fuddy-duddy. But then I said, no, no. It's okay to draw a line at the devil. It's okay. You're not a prude if you say Satan. That's where I draw my line.
That's your drawing.
And with kids, I draw my line at homicide.
I was remembering back in so my mom and Aunt Patty Sue, APS, they grew up in Rawlins, Wyoming. And I couldn't remember the term, but they reminded me. It's called dragging Maine. And they started at Jay's Drive-In, and you would drive up Maine, and then you'd come back down,
hang
out in the Safeway parking lot, and then you'd do it again because that was the entertainment. That seems like good, clean fun compared to this, but I do feel kind of old.
Yeah, I do too.
I do too.
But we're not old. We are moving right along.
You're in your prime.
That's right.
Exactly. No, just
exactly.
Me.
No.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I want you to do me a favor. I want you to click to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page. This is the only way that I know for sure that you're not going to miss any great commentary, any great...
Yeah, I don't listen to globalist Brian Kilmeade. Anyway, all the no cash bail and stuff like that's why these major cities are going down, and nobody cares.
Austin it's sad because I've heard that Austin was such a beautiful city.
Yeah,
but it's getting really dangerous. I think the crime doubled, I believe.
Yeah, over the last 20 years, Austin has really gone woke. Yeah. Not that it was ever a conservative town, but it's really gone woke over the last 20 years as people move from from California
sure
to over there.
That's where the never thought about is. That. I never thought about that. Not good. I didn't know what all the violence was that just happened recently? I mean, is it just for no reason? They're just being thugs?
Because they can. That's all. A warning here. We just got this 60-second buzzer, so the show's about to wind down. You survived 3 hours again.
Fall asleep. Way past my bedtime.
All right, well, thank you, Christina, for being here. I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Group Negative show here, but I'll be back tomorrow, so hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive, and remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Group Negative.